Podcast friends, my name is David Lee, and you are listening to the Inspire Design Create podcast, giving freelance filmmakers a voice, sharing their stories, and connecting the world of cinematography, commercial filmmaking, and starting your own business together. Let's go.
Mic check. It's actually not bad. What's going on, friends? We are back with a brand new week, brand new podcast episode. A little bit late with this podcast episode. I was getting things ready for travel job that I had, which I'm back now. I was in Alabama. Anyone who hasn't been in Alabama, highly recommend visiting that state, specifically if you're in Montgomery, which is the capital. A lot of history, ton of history there, from the from like civil rights movement to the Civil War and everything from even like the American Revolution. Anyways, great time in Alabama. Good to be home. And today we are talking about this notion, this concept of fake it till you make it. And, you know, there's generally like two ways to look at it, to view it from your lens of perspective. And the first one is essentially, not having experience, not having knowledge and, sort of lying your way into a job, career, or work. So for instance, if someone asks you, we're keeping things in tight in the realm of our industry. So if someone asks you to, they're looking to shoot a car commercial, something like that, right? It's something in regards to filming a car-to-car, product stuff of the car, like the steering wheel, the gauge, the dash, the badge, the rims, all that kind of stuff. And you've never shot a car in your life, but you've done other stuff. You know, maybe you've done like tabletop food, you've done fashion, you've done portraiture, corporate videos, maybe some abstract music videos. That's sort of like what you've done in the past. And, someone asks you to shoot a car commercial, but you've never shot a car commercial, right? Do you fake it till you make it? You know, do you fake it and say, oh, yeah, I can shoot cars, you know, and then they ask you, you know, can you send me some examples, some reels? And you're like, then you're kind of stuck, right? then the truth will always be revealed at that point. So that's one way to think about it when it comes to fake it till you make it. The other regard is when, you know, a similar situation where someone asks you, have you done this? Can you do this? Can you bring forth like the production value that we're looking for, right? And so say, for instance, someone asks you to, again, you know, shoot, can you shoot a car commercial? And you're like, yeah, because I've shot like, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 car commercials. And different ones, you know, you have your standard like 30-second one, which is just a car on a road, you know, and whether you're shooting that out of like the side door of a van, or if you're doing a black arm, or even something like a Tolta Hydra setup, right? It doesn't have to be a whole black arm setup, but you know, like you've done car stuff and you can show that, yeah, here's one, here's another one, here's another one. They ask you, oh, we need to also do like lifestyle stuff, not just a car. You know, we need to do some on location stuff where, you know, someone is in their kitchen and they move from the kitchen to the front door and they get in their car and that kind of stuff, you know? And perhaps you haven't done that, but you've done similar things like lifestyle ads where someone is going from one location to another and they sit down, they get up and they start running or whatever, you know? And in that regard, you can like fake it till you make it, you know, because you've done all the things. Now it's just your ability to put it all together, you know? And I think we all start off that way where it's we say we can do something even though we haven't done it. And it's one of those situations where I think, you know, imposter syndrome has been something that has been talked about a lot in the last month. I've been seeing it through various YouTube channels or podcasts, you know, and people talking about this notion of imposter syndrome and fake it till you make it. And, in my own experience, that was definitely my case when I first started off, people asking me if I could do this, if I could do that. And it was essentially what I did was I would go shoot, spec stuff in order to show that I could, at least do, the minimum of whatever it was, you know, documentary or music video, whatever it is, you know, and I would present that and, 9 out of 10 times that got me the job. right? Not to say it'll always get you the job, but in the beginning, you know, you need to be able to show people that you can do at least like the bare minimum, right? Okay, like at least they can do the thing I'm asking them to do or hiring them to do. But if anything, it's really the mentality, you know, like fake it till you make it. And even to this day, you know, it's like people have asked me to shoot all kinds of stuff. And usually the things that I don't want to shoot, that I steer away from it, you know, like music videos, right? I don't like music videos. It's just not my thing. I don't want to get on a tangent, but you know, just not my thing. I don't like shooting music videos, you know? So people ask me, you know, can you shoot me music videos? Like, yeah, I have shot music videos in the past. Do I want to shoot music video? No, you know, and even if they're paying pretty good, it still, to me, it's like, it goes back to, you know, if I'm just being a gun for hire, then I might as well just go back to doing the stuff I was doing before I got into the film industry, you know, way less stress, way less headaches. Is it, you know, fulfilling my passion, my soul? No, but you know, again, if I'm just doing it for the money, then again, why am I doing this in the first place? Well, I mean, that goes to say, obviously, you need to make a living, you need to grow your business. But it's like, you know, if you're doing the same thing, I'm going off a tangent, if you're doing the same thing that you were doing before, and there's way less headache, way less stress, way less overhead, you might as well just go back and doing the other thing, you know, because they're kind of the same. But anyways, imposter syndrome and fake it till you make it attitude, you know, I feel like in the beginning, you have to have that mentality of fake it till you make it. You know, you have to act and present yourself in a way that, you know, you've been doing this for like 7-8 years. You know, you're a seasoned vet, even if you're not. And the idea is that should inspire you and motivate you to grow your craft, to get better at your skill set, to grow your skill set, add on to your skill set and your repertoire and your breadth of knowledge and you know, maybe that could be VFX, and then that could be shooting on the volume, or that could be using car rigs, or that can be using overhead rigs, or techno crane, or you know, whatever it is, right? There's so many tools at our disposal, or like robot arms, cine robots and stuff like that, you know? So the idea is you should want to continue to improve where you get to a point where that imposter syndrome is at such a low percentage, you know, or it's completely gone where you're like, yeah, like I've done everything, you know, so there is no like fake it till you make it anymore, because, you know, now you've made it, right? You've done all the stuff, right? So again, if you're listening to this episode, and if you're in that space, you're, you know, probably maybe in the middle of your career or beginning of your career, and you're just not sure, is this the right way to go about it? You know, like fake it till you make it attitude, you know, will that develop imposter syndrome? And yes, it will, because everyone I've known, like it's a case where you're like, man, I feel like a fucking fake, dude. I haven't done this stuff before, but someone's hiring me to do it because the director knows me or whatever it is, you know. I mean, that's also another situation too, where like, you know, in the past, the director has reached out because they had a certain like a commercial spot that they got hired on for, and they wanted me to be the cinematographer because we worked together, and you know, most of the time it was like in a narrative space, you know, but now they're shooting like a 60 second ad or you know, usually it's like a 30 second plus a 60 second and then like, you know, 3, 4, 5, 15 second vertical stuff, you know, for TikTok or Instagram, just like standard now, you know. And they reached out and like, hey man, you know, I got this this commercial gig, it's like a lifestyle brand, and want you to come on, but you know, they're like, man, I've never really done like a full lifestyle ad before, but you know, I got brought onto this thing, and I want you to come on as the DP. And I'm like, yeah, sure, let's do it, you know. And you know, through creativity, through the pre-production process, then you start to, you know, things start to come alive and things start to manifest in a way where you're like, oh, actually I think we can pull this off, even though you might not have done it in the past, you know. So again, it kind of goes back to like building your network, people trusting you to be creative and to showcase your, not to showcase your work, but you know, to be creative and to step up to the plate, you know, metaphorically, and to do your best. And so that's a great segue into like, you know, your pre-production process should continue to grow. It should be on point. Like, use references. Something I do a lot, I go on Vimeo, even though I feel like Vimeo is sort of like, I think it is dead. It's not really like, you know, hasn't like dying, but it's like, you know, YouTube has pretty much taken over. But all the creative people, like the super creative people, the agencies, they still put everything on Vimeo. So even though it's like, you know, kind of dead, it's still a great place to find. It's not dead as in like no one's posting. Everyone, all the agencies and clients or agencies and production companies are still putting all their great work on Vimeo. But is it like a place where you can find stuff like YouTube? No, like not even close. It's not even like close as Facebook. But you can still find great ads. Like all your favorite agencies that you follow and production companies are still posting everything on Vimeo, right? So it's a great place where I go to for references, you know? So like, for instance, I have a TVC spot coming up in the next month and a half. I haven't shot a TVC spot in like 4 years or something like that. Like an actual TVC spot, you know, for anyone who doesn't know what a TVC is, that is a television commercial, your standard 30-second commercial that is aired on network television. And I don't want to give too much away. Essentially, it's for a business and they're promoting like sunglasses, right? Sunglasses, they don't make sunglasses, but they want to brand some kind of like sunglass thing that they probably have a collab with or whatever, you know? And so I haven't shot a sunglass commercial ever. I haven't even shot like a glasses commercial. But I've shown product before, right? And I've shot lifestyle before. And those are essentially the two things, right? It's like the brand, the product, and how people look good and feel good with these sunglasses, right? So I'm on Vimeo. I'm going to like, you know, old like Gucci sunglass ads, Dolce & Gabbana, Ray-Ban, you know? And, you know, so again, that could be in a space where like, man, you know, I haven't done sunglasses before. But the client reached out to me because I've worked with them for years now, you know, and they say, hey, send me a quote for this sunglass TVC commercial. Cool. They didn't even ask me, like, can you show me a thing you've done in the past? You know, they just say, hey, this is the brief. This is what we need. Send me the money or send me the money. Send me the money. Don't send them the fucking money. Send me the fucking money. Send me a quote. Right. And no questions asked. Like, cool. Right. You know, I'll get together some stuff and there we go. Right. So, long story short, the moral of the story is, yeah, fake it till you make it, because once you make it, then you don't have to fake it no more, right? If that makes any sense to you. All right, that is it for me. That is it for this podcast episode. I know you guys are probably bored of just hearing me over and over again, and it'll probably be this way for... I don't know until the foreseeable future. I have people like on my list to contact to schedule to even see if they would be available or willing to be on the podcast. Other cinematographers I've been following, great work, man. I really want to get them on the podcast. But my ass has just been on like one project to another, and then pre-production, and then, you know, you get calls, you get emails like, hey, we have this thing coming up. It's like, okay, you know, so the bare minimum is just me just talking into this microphone to you all. And hopefully it's been supporting you in some way, and I can continue to create at least, you know, meaningful content for the, you know, 20 of you that listen to this thing. I don't even know if it's 20. It's probably less than that. Anyways, if you like this episode, please rate it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I'd appreciate it. Help to like, you know, kind of get the message and grow the podcast as well. Please be sure to follow the podcast on all the platforms, the two main ones, you know, Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and share it with all your friends, your colleagues. You know, I know people that have been listening to this on like the train ride to location, or, you know, they're doing a little road trip from one state to the other and they listen to it, which is awesome. Fucking love that. All right. So again, share with everyone, and I'll catch you guys in the next podcast episode.